There we go. I think that's the intro Spike was looking for. Hey, folks, this is Isaac the Nothing Miller. I'm still waiting for Dennis Spike to call in. Hopefully he'll do that. If he doesn't, you can always call in. You can do that. Give us a call, 714-816-4727. This is Kayak Fishing Radio, the Wild, Wild West. And wild it is, man. The surf out on the coast is huge. You know, I definitely love saltwater fishing, but this time of year it gets really tough to do that, especially in my neck of the woods up in the Pacific Northwest. You know, all week long the surf has been, you know, 15 to 20 feet, just huge crashing waves. And it looks like there might be a break Sunday. If you're, you know, check magicseaweed.com, find your favorite saltwater fishing spot. That's the main resource I use anytime I'm going to be doing some kayak fishing on the coast. Magic Seaweed is a surfing site. If the surfing's bad, the fishing's good. It's generally the case as far as I've seen anyway. Looking like Sunday, it's going to get down below 5 feet. Excuse me, 5 feet. And that's it, just that one moment. And, you know, unfortunately, I found out today that I'm working on Sunday. So, doesn't look like I'm going to make it out there like I was hoping. Hard to say. Anyway, inland fishing is still doing awesome. You know, we've got steelhead still just tearing things up throughout the inland part of the state. You know, the Chutes River is still great. John Day River is still great. You know, they're talking snow this weekend. If that happens, I expect to see the Columbia River cooling down pretty quickly. And you know what's going to happen at that point? Those fish that have been holding in the John Day and Deschutes Rivers are going to turn around. They're going to hit the Columbia and they're headed to the east. They'll be in the Snake River system in Idaho before you know it. Get out there right now. You know, wiggleworts, my favorite if you're trolling gear. Wiggleworts, anything red, generally orange, works really well. I really like the crawfish patterns. You know, I know that the steelhead aren't likely eating crawfish, but I think it's just having a pattern is something a little bit better than just a solid color. So that's what I go with. In fact, I've got a brand new one right here on my desk. Got a few more down in the garage. And that's the way I like to do things. If you're fly fishing, if you're into fly fishing, you know, the Deschutes and the lower John Day are not out of the question for fly fishing from a kayak. You know, the water's a lot deeper. It's a little bit trickier. You're going to be using full sinking lines. You know, I like bright purple and pinks, you know, just big giant steelhead flies. Even the spade type of flies are great. Just get them down deep in the water. And there's a few ways to work that out. You know, you're not going to be sight fishing, so that makes things a little bit different. But if you can find an area that's holding fish, you know, you can drift through on the kayak, which is a quick, easy, great way to do it. Doesn't take a whole lot of effort. Otherwise, you know, you could paddle on the shore, park the kayak, make a few casts, turn around, get back out. Like I said, weighted, definitely a weighted line. You're probably going to need some extra weight on the fly as well. Maybe some lead wraps, bead eyes, something of that nature. You know, the lead eyes, not the bead chains. Those aren't going to get you down quite fast enough, in my opinion. Or something with a little bit of weight. They'll get down there. You know, and the rumor has it, should mention, there's also a few Chinook still rolling through the system. They're very late. I don't expect them to stick around too long. Talking about the John Day and Deschutes Rivers and, you know, further up in the Columbia River system. But they're still there, and it's worth giving a shot. I know some guys that have caught some, even on the wiggleworts. So, worth doing. You know, on the coast, Rogue River, Neconicum, all the coastal rivers still have some great fishing going on. We've had a lot of rain lately. Definitely, you know, you check out flows. It might be really tough at this point. But, you know, tidewater areas should probably be okay. Check out down around the mouth of the Wilson there in Tillamook Bay. Probably pretty decent right about now. Fortunately, I don't have any current reports, but I think that's going to be the case. Crabbing is, you know, interesting little note that I learned. The commercial crab season here in Oregon has been delayed. Normally it's December 1 all the time. For whatever reason, they didn't get into exact details, but ODFW backed that out to December 15th. They delayed it another 2 weeks. You know, in the business that I'm in, that's going to put a hurt on me. But, you know, if ODFW is delaying the opening, there's a reason for that. There's something else going on. You know, like I said, in the bays, Tillamook Bay, and, you know, all of them up and down the system, crabbing's been great. Big crab, full crab, easy limits. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on out in the saltwater to get that commercial fishery backed off a little bit. We'll have to see. Maybe it's probably has something to do with the water temperature, but you know, I don't. that's most likely what's going on. Trying to see here. I don't know if any other really big reports going on right now. Still waiting on word on when the Willamette River is going to open up for sturgeon in 2012. I can tell you, though, there's a ton of fish in there. Just an amazing amount of fish in that river right now. You can fish it naturally any day of the year, all year long, as long as you're catching and releasing only. And, of course, in Oregon, if you're fishing for sturgeon, whether you're keeping them or catching and releasing them, you have to use barbless hooks. I like big barbless octopus hooks, somewhere between 5 to 7 aught. River levels are high, but the current is low. They are just sitting still. It's not going to take a whole lot of work to sit on anchor looking for these big giant sturgeon. And there's some good size fish still in the system. I heard from a friend of mine last week. She was walking along the bank of Savi's with her dog and saw what she said was an 8-foot sturgeon being in the water. It was probably only 6, but she saw a big old sturgeon right there on the bank. She said in, you know, 12 inches of water. She saw the, you know, the small dorsal fin sticking up out of the water down toward, you know. Pretty impressive. She said she sat there and watched it for quite a while, and the dog was just fixated watching this movement. Very rare to hear about a sturgeon up that shallow, unless it's shad season. So I'm not sure exactly what was going on. It might have been up there looking for some clams. Hard to say. Definitely some Asian clams down there. But a fish that big, I wouldn't have assumed that was going to be what it's looking for in a meal. Still pretty cool nonetheless. Like I said, I'm still trying to dig up. I hadn't heard from Dennis Spike. I was really hoping to see what he had going on tonight. You know, he usually gets something real good to talk about, and I was really kind of relying on him. It's, like I said, my busy season this time of year. Working in retail grocery, you know, my fish cases right next to the meat department. I do a lot of work in the meat, and you know, with Thanksgiving being next week, you can imagine how crazy it is right now, and a lot of people ordering turkeys. and getting really concerned about having their Thanksgiving meal just right. Of course, I've still not managed to get these people talked into eating seafood for Thanksgiving. I mean, you know, I would imagine at the original Thanksgiving meal a couple hundred years ago, there's probably quite a bit of fish, especially Atlantic salmon and venison. You know, there definitely wasn't turkeys likely hanging out in the camp. And actually, I know that for sure. I remember reading something somewhere about how the turkey got popular for Thanksgiving. That's somewhere on the interwebs. You can look it up. I'm going to get out of that topic. But, you know, like I said, salmon, though. Get out of the turkey topic. Stay on the Thanksgiving topic. Salmon would be great for Thanksgiving, especially if you're here in the West. I mean, we've got all the salmon here. And if you've been fishing any time lately, you've probably got some salmon in the freezer. Come on. Big old salmon roast, maybe a cedar plank, you know, a lot of ways to do it. I think that's a lot more Thanksgiving in my book. You know, smoke some up, make some smoked salmon spread, whatever. I don't care. Definitely. Seafood was definitely a part of Thanksgiving, and it should be still. And probably something got to work a little bit harder on getting back on the table. See if we got some other fishing news here for you that I can drum up. Like I said, if you have anything for the show, you want to give us a call, you can do that 714-816-4727. I'm going to do my best to multitask here and get things going back and forth. You know, one of the things I'm working on a lot when I'm not at work right now is the Recycled Fish Holiday Tackle Box Auctions. This is really cool, especially if you're looking to get somebody into fishing or just otherwise looking for a great Christmas gift. These are fully loaded flambeau tackle boxes, several different styles. We got trays, satchels, hard-sided tackle boxes, the works. There's several different boxes that are fully loaded. They've got gear from Strike King, Sabil, what else we got in there? Vicious Fishing, Berkeley, Ono sunglasses, which are killer awesome $100 polarized sunglasses. Each one of these tackle boxes are worth over $300. They range from $330 to $399 value on these tackle boxes. And proceeds all go to Recycled Fish. Let me back that up. 80% of the final sales goes to Recycled Fish. The other 20% goes to another nonprofit organization, which, you know, the organization of the day better be, you know, be it the Clean Angling Association, Keep America Fishing, Sportsman's Alliance for Alaska. Those are the No Pebble Mine folks. A ton of different, you know, basically other charities that we want to support or that Recycled Fish is trying to support. And it's just definitely something you can check out. You can go to recycledfish.com or .org rather. On the left-hand side, click on Holiday Tackle Boxes, and you're going to find a list of all the auctions that we've got going on. Three of them are running right now. We launch a new one every day. One ends, one begins. So there's just always just a ton of activity around these tackle boxes. You know, like I said, they've got an MSRP of, you know, almost $400, $330 to almost $400. They've only been selling for little over $100. So there's killer deals to be had on this. You know, there's soft plastics, hard plastics, hooks, jigs, tools, sunglasses, shark tooth line cutters, and of course the tackle box to put it all in. Definitely a good deal. A lot of good causes, like I said, recycled fish and others. Definitely worth checking out. Like I said, that's recycledfish.org, and over on the left, just click on the holiday tackle boxes. Take a look at some of those, and you'll be pretty impressed. Like I said, pretty inexpensive. Doesn't look like I'm going to get Spike to call in. Like I said, I wasn't really prepared for a show. Just been way too busy on my side of things. Trying to see if I can drum up any other things going on. Other things, yes. Tomorrow morning, if you're interested and want to learn about it, want to learn how to cast, tomorrow morning, snow or otherwise, down at Selwood Park in Portland, Oregon, Soul River has a meetup going on, and you can learn how to cast a fly rod. They're going to have fly rods, bait rods, switch rods, everything I know, at least of a 3-weight all the way up to 10-weight rods. Going on down at Selwood Park. Don't need any waders because we're staying on the grass. Dress warm. I said it might be snowing. It might not. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. It runs up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I believe. I'm definitely stopping by in the morning. Got to get to work later on. So I'll be there for a couple hours. Good thing to do. You can find out information about that at meetup.com/SRAnglers. That would be for Soul River Anglers. And it's a great meetup group, doing a lot of fly fishing stuff. So check them out. And, yeah, at this point, I think that's all I've got for you today. Like I said, wasn't really prepared to run a show solo, and I definitely needed to be. Anyway, don't forget to check us out next week. It'll be Black Friday or whatever they call that, the day after Thanksgiving. Still going to be crazy. I know I'm going to be here. Spike's going to be here. We're going to have a great show. Probably going to be talking a lot more about winter kayak fishing, gearing up, you know, weather, you know, dealing with the weather. That's definitely one of the biggest things because we're sitting out in the middle of it. Got to be prepared for that. Anyway, you can tune in next week, 5 o'clock Pacific time, here on kayakfishingradio.com. Have a good one.